Today's episode of the Monday Rundown is brought to you by Heartland Flags. Heartland Flags is your one-stop shop for all your sports, seasonal, or patriotic flag needs. It is also the perfect shopping spot for every person on your Christmas list, and that time of year will be here before you know it. Doesn't matter what sport or which team, Heartland Flags has them all. Check them out online at heartlandflags.com or click the banner ad at the top of the Cyclone Fanatic homepage. Heartland Flags, the presenting sponsor of the Cyclone Fanatic Monday Rundown. Rob Gray, what's up, dog?
Not much. I mean, we're getting into those holiday seasons, Halloween, Thanksgiving flag, Christmas flags. Cubs flag might be tucked away for a while for me, but definitely a great season for adding to the collection.
It was a fired up Sunday night for Rob Gray on the Twitter.
Yeah. It certainly was. Very disappointed with the way it goes. But I got a title. How many Cubs lived 80, 90 year lives, Cubs fans, and never got to see one. So not pleased with where it's going this year, but the Dodgers are a better team, and we'll see what happens now that they move to Chicago.
I'm not talking only about the Cubs. I'm talking about you're poo-pooing on the Cyclones being the 28th best team in the country.
It was raining on that brass band parade. They were going to, you know, that was going to go down Main Street, Ames, or Welch or whatever. Yeah, I just was, you know, I guess I was in the mode that stuff, I've written so many stories, like when basketball got ranked again, I wrote those stories. And, you know, you have to, it's noteworthy. I just don't have to be excited about it.
Yeah.
You know, that was my take. And I understand why it ruffled some people's feathers, but I'm not telling people not to be excited. I'm just saying what I think. And obviously I was in a rather grumpy mood as well. So
I wrote the story like every week when they were ranked for however many weeks, 50 weeks in a row or whatever it was.
Yeah. And like I said, I wrote many too. So I understand people being excited about it. I just don't happen to share that excitement. I'm excited about how well they're playing, which is definitely beyond noteworthy.
Obviously 45-0 win over Kansas on Saturday. It was rainy. It's kind of cold, but they got to win, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, the defense was great again. We were talking earlier today. I think Coach John Haycock is put together just great game plans. I mean, no coach is 100% perfect, just like no person is, but he's been stellar in my mind this year in getting the most out of these guys, getting guys that haven't done a whole lot into turning them into productive down and distance players, and also special teams. DeMonte Ruth has shined on both. Obviously, the big block for Trevor Ryan on that huge punt return for touchdown on a day where yards were kind of hard to come by, but points weren't against Kansas, thankfully. So a lot of guys, Bobby Milicek, so many guys contributing now on that side. Both sides, I mean, all phases, really, but that defense was just a great lockdown performance.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're going to have to put something like that again together this week. Texas Tech,
yeah,
pretty good offense. I mean, they're not Oklahoma, probably not Oklahoma State, but they're still pretty damn good. And that's going to definitely be a much bigger challenge for that unit than the Kansas Jayhawks, who were, I was said this after the game on Saturday, I think that might be the worst college football team I've ever seen in my entire life, especially at the Power 5 level.
Yeah, I'd say Power 5 for sure. And I'm not sure that, you know, they'd had some fight in earlier games. You know, they'd shown some. They've shown some on offense, obviously, without their top running back, 500-plus yard rusher. That hurts. But, I mean, if you're a Power 5 team, you ought to have two or three capable running backs that can rush for 100 yards if you block it well. And obviously, they got a couple nice games, but most of those came late in the game while they were struggling to get over 100 yards total.
How bad they beat Southeast Missouri State? Is that their one game they won?
Yeah, like 36-13 or something like that. I can't remember what it was.
How bad must they be? I think you and I would beat Kansas.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially the way they're playing now.
Yeah.
I think. And it's kind of a shame. I talked to Chris. We've talked about it. I think Beatty's the right guy for them. And, you know, they've got some recruiting momentum, but they just have way too many holes. They have too many guys playing for them that don't belong on the football field for an FBS team.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the third string.
Maybe.
Max.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's a shame because they've got some playmakers. They've got some good players even on that defense.
Yeah.
Dineen's good. A couple of the D linemen
Armstrong,
are good.
He was a preseason unanimous all Big 12 selection.
Yeah. So they've got some guys. It's just so many weak spots, you know, and so that's
Well, that's what – I can't remember who I was talking about this with on Saturday. that's not like some programs you go into and it's like, okay, this is a 2-year, 3-year rebuild to get to being not just competitive, to being an above 500 program consistently. That's like a 5 or 6 year rebuild. Yeah. I mean, that is as hard of any Power 5 job that I can remember to be able to get it turned around. What it turned into in the years following Mangino, Turner Gill, Charlie Weiss, and now with David Beatty, are they going to give David Beatty enough time to even be able to do it? Because they're going to be bad for a couple more years now to come. And it's like, what can Kansas football expectations be to where, I mean, I don't see a way that they're going to get out of the basement of the Big 12 unless Baylor continues on its current trend, mm-hmm. which is, it's highly doubtful.
Yeah. I hope they give him enough time, but I mean, I also understand for their fan base. See, we're giving them a lot of time, but.
And then if you fire him?
Yeah, and then you
right
start
back
from
where
scratch.
You are again.
And how many of these good recruits they have decommit or open up their recruitment again? They're signing with him at this point. They're not signing with a program that has so many bad losing streaks on its resume. So tough deal for them. But Iowa State did. I thought they'd roll up more offense. I thought the running game would go better, but we saw how Kansas, loaded the box quite a bit to try to prevent that. And great points after the game by Kyle Kemp and Coach Campbell that David Montgomery, Kemp called him such a violent cutter. Mm-hmm. He didn't have that aspect of his game because the footing was so bad and it was so slick and a bit muddy, but still a lot of yards after contact for him, and he continues to impress.
Saturday was a Hall of Fame day for Iowa State post-game interviews. Matt Campbell's reaction to Randy Peterson's first question, the look on his face was priceless.
Yeah.
And then David Montgomery gave quite possibly the greatest interview in the history of Iowa State football.
I was so glad I asked him about Trevor Ryan.
Yeah.
No.
Trev's a dog.
Trev's a dog. Yeah.
No,
might be the fastest white person. I think said
white persons. One of the fastest white persons I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy just speaks his mind, and it's a beautiful thing when you watch it just come out, because he doesn't. I mean, I suppose some people could find that anti-PC or something like that. But come on, I mean, Trevor laughed when he said it. He took it as a complete compliment, and that's what it was meant as. And he just has a knack for. If he doesn't want to say something, he doesn't. You know, like that great video montage you put together. If he doesn't really want to answer something, he doesn't.
Yeah, David, how'd it feel to find pay dirt?
What?
But to find the pay dirt. What's pay dirt?
The end zone.
And then all the while he's just like taking his tape off, like checking his phone. That was ultimate. I saw, I think Arnold Woods tweeted, I think maybe Travis tweeted it too. Ultimate Kobe Bryant level IDGAF level interview right there. Outstanding from David Montgomery.
Yep. Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
I mean, we were at Matt Campbell's press conference this morning, and I think it might have been the shortest Monday press conference I can ever remember an Iowa State football coach doing that I went to.
Yeah, it was strange, wasn't it?
Yeah. There was like nobody had any questions.
Well, nobody had to say, okay, so you got to give me, there wasn't the ubiquitous TV question. Okay, so a tough game on Saturday. How do you come back? And
yeah, there's two TV stations there, and they were on they're playing about as well as they played.
It's just like,
years.
Hey, this team's playing well. How do you maintain it? And you know what the answers are to that. And then you go into specific players, and we touched on everything from Parknut being on the 2-deep, which is not unexpected since he's an active Jacob Park. Kempt, second start, all that stuff. I found it mind-boggling that he was tied for second, but not really when you think about it, but for the most wins as a starting quarterback since 2011-12, and Jared Barnett got 3 out of 9 starts.
Man.
It's kind of a weird, I mean, Joel got a couple, other guys got a couple.
Yeah.
I mean, it speaks to obviously the
So
the,
if they win on Saturday, Kyle Kemp will be the winningest quarterback of the
tied for it since, the last time the Cyclones went to bowl.
Wow. That's
And in 3 starts.
That's a sad stat.
3 for 3.
That's almost as bad as Ohio State scoring 97 straight against the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
That was a rough night, wasn't it?
I don't even want to get started on that.
We don't need to.
Yeah, I mean, this press conference was odd because there was, no news to talk about. Nobody's hurt. that we know of, at least. He didn't mention anybody. There's no controversy to talk about. We're already past that.
Yep.
They won the game, so you can't ask him, well, coach, what can you do to, you know, get better this week? Yep. How can you maybe, you know, keep it close? It was just like, all right, well, what do you like about Texas Tech's offense? What do you like about their defense?
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty much it. And we left.
Yep.
So, like, that was all the rest of the questions.
Noteworthy asked about the Tech defense, which I will find out if that was an outlier last week where they gave up the gazillion points unanswered after it looked like they were maybe going to escape West Virginia and clearly didn't, because they have looked much better defensively and was touched on the overhaul that roster on that side of the ball has had. And I think that's a better defensive team than they showed in that game. But when you've been a bad defensive team for so long, does that type of mm-hmm. performance make them doubt themselves? You know, the old here we go again that I think it happened at Iowa State multiple times and thankfully doesn't seem to be happening at all now. Might creep in for them, but they do have the chip of 66-10 huddled around the heater last year against Iowa State, just getting it absolutely handed to them by a team that was, just trying to get to three wins. So while they were fighting for a bowl berth, so it will be a really interesting matchup. A lot of things. The one thing I don't question is whether Iowa State will be ready to play, because they've shown throughout this season that they're ready in terms of their mental preparation, in terms of their physical preparation, just in terms of being on the same page and playing for each other. So that's positive. Really interesting day coming Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that Matt Campbell touched on it, how different the personnel is for Texas Tech this year. I think Alex Holstead said they added like 12 guys that were JUCO or mm-hmm. transfers, and I know that the guy that was on Last Chance U went back there, was a guy that had played for them before that and then got in trouble and then ended up back at Texas Tech. But, I mean, I just think it's a completely different team on that side of the football. And then offensively, you know exactly what they're going to do. They're going to come out, they're going to throw the football, and they're going to, you know, spread you out, and that's what they're going to do. And it's just, they're pretty much the same team every year. And go into Lubbock, handle your business, and it's going to be a close one, I think.
I think so, too. And Vegas obviously does. Opened at 5.
Yeah.
Red Raiders favored by 5. So basically a pick'em game, except for home field gets them 3 or 4 points probably.
Yeah.
Kyle Kemp on the road, what he did at Oklahoma is going to be one of those. I hope it doesn't turn into, which we've talked about before, one of the crazy head scratching. Mm-hmm. How in the world did that guy do it? Coach Campbell was asked about him today, and poise and consistency were the two words that he used.
And that was the focus of your notebook. We'll plug that.
And that's pretty remarkable. A guy that's been waiting to get meaningful football snaps, really at any level. It started at Oregon State, as we all know, and under a scholarship guy, then goes to JUCO and ends up at Iowa State because he wanted to play for Campbell. Shared the hometown. It's just... If consistency, if it truly is going to be consistency, is completing passes 70% rate, 4 touchdowns, 0 picks, he just seems to make the right decisions.
Yeah.
I mean, the arm doesn't wow you one bit, but the accuracy has been, a bit head-turning.
Right. Casey, are we having a game watch on Saturday?
Yes.
Okay, so Saturday at Whiskey River, 11 a.m., we'll all be out there for the Cyclone Fanatic game watch. Hopefully it'll go as well as the last one did.
Even better.
Yeah, even better, Casey says. So that's
better weather. Let's hope for better weather out there.
Yeah. So we'll everybody come out to Whiskey River in Ankeny on Saturday. But first, you need to be out there Thursday night for the Cyclone Fanatic tip-off party. As always, special guests will be in attendance. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be probably the best Cyclone Fanatic party of all time. I'll say it. Not to put any pressure on Casey, but it's going to be the greatest Cyclone Fanatic party of all time.
She thrives under pressure, I believe. So I think, you know, bring it on is her approach, I think, to the pressure.
What time does the party start?
It starts at 7, but come on early at 6:30 if you want to pregame.
Yeah, there you go.
Some food.
Well, we'll be there for the Cyclone Fanatic radio show as well from 6 to 7. So come on out for the Cyclone Fanatic radio show 6 to 7, the Cyclone Fanatic tip-off party at 7:30. At Whiskey River in Ankeny. We're in the venue, right? Like the district venue? Yeah, okay. So the district event venue that is next door to Whiskey River, but it's going to be a great time. Like I said, special guests and the whole Cyclone Fanatic staff will be out there as well having some fun. Tomorrow night, Stands and Fits. I've got some words on Hilton Madness, Rob Gray.
Oh, I'll look forward to those.
Yeah, I've got some words.
They'd be anything like my tweets last night?
They may be.
Okay.
They may be. That'll be recorded tomorrow night and posted. Of course, CFTV Live with Jeff Woody at 10:45 tomorrow morning. I'm about to meet with a guy right now. We are officially unveiling the new technology. It's months in the making, and it's here, finally here.
Gotta love the new technology.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll have that tomorrow, and then is that it? Is that all I got to plug?
Yeah, we'll have stuff as usual after practices on Tuesday and Wednesday, game advance, our picks.
Basketball Media Day tomorrow.
Yeah, that's...
So keep an eye out for all complete coverage from that. I think that at least Chris and I will be there. Maybe Rob will be there. And I think our other intern Mike is going to be out there as well to shoot some video. So we'll have complete coverage from Basketball Media Day, complete coverage from football practice after that. It's going to be a long Tuesday. It's going to be a long week. And we're going to have some fun. Stay tuned to CycloneFanatic.com throughout the whole week.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you, Jared.
Thanks again to Heartland Flags for being the sponsor of the Cyclone Fanatic Monday Rundown. Come on out to the party on Thursday and the game watch on Saturday at Whiskey River in Ankeny. And if you come on out, make sure and drink some Exile beer, too.
Absolutely.
Because that's what I'll be doing. So we will talk to you guys then, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow night on Stands and Fits.